Thank you for tuning in today's homily at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wallbridge, Ohio. This homily was given on Ash Wednesday, 2020. The homily was given on February 26, 2020 by Father Anthony Cosi. Now here is Father Anthony.
As I was walking over and I saw the snow on the ground, it reminded me of a snow that happened back in 2015 at an Ash Wednesday service. I was a seminarian at a parish in south of here in Delphus, and I had organized an Ash Wednesday ecumenical service among all the people in Delphus, and what we were going to do, it was entitled Run Your Ashes Off. And so we got together and we had services and we were all getting together, and then we were going to run a 5K kind of loop around the city and raise all sorts of money for charity and all that sort of thing. So I apologize for the pun, but that word is in the Bible. So coming over here and seeing all the snow today reminded me of it because it was about 10 degrees, and some of the local kids from the high school ended up running with shorts on and t-shirts, and of course they beat me, and I was very upset by that. But anyway, this idea of beginning something, I think all of us, whether or not we know it or not, or anybody living in the secular world, knows something about Ash Wednesday. I'm always surprised at how many Protestants or people come up and they say, oh, we got to get our ashes, we got to get our ashes. And what's beautiful about this whole thing is it gets people into church and gets them an encounter with the living God. This is not a holy day of obligation, actually, but in a way, it's very beautiful. The only days that are holy days of obligation in the church are joyful days. Sunday, Christmas, Easter, the Immaculate Conception, the Assumption of Our Lady, times when we want people to get together and party. That's what the church wants. Thank you. So we get together and we celebrate joyful things. But we're also told to be together for times to begin this kind of fasting. Because we know we can't enjoy what is joyful if we don't somehow sacrifice a little bit. And so we journey with our Lord for 40 days in the desert. And we begin it by marking ourselves with ashes. And ashes carry a significance that is twofold. Number one, it's kind of embarrassing. You put these ashes on here because they symbolize their dust. And it says something to us about it. But they're made in the shape of a cross. So it also symbolizes something that's beautiful. Let me begin kind of with that dust kind of connotation. It all goes back to the book of Genesis. Adam's name means dust man. He's the man who came from the dust. Realize that you didn't create your life. Humble yourself. Realize your mortality. It's a time of repentance, is what this whole season's about. That if I live my life the way that it's going now, I'm going to get the consequences of that. So the church says, I'm going to give you 40 days to kind of think about that. How are you living? Sort of thing. And when Adam and Eve fell, when the dust man fell, and Mrs. Dustman, who we call Eve, when they fell, the dust people, they realized shame in their heart, not guilt. Guilt and shame are two different things. It's good to feel shame. It's not good to feel guilt. The devil wants you to feel guilt. God wants you to feel shame. Shame means that you were supposed to do something and you didn't do it. And then when you fall, you go, you know, I really messed up. And God says, I forgive you. Now learn from it and go and sin no more. And you're free from it. The devil wants you to feel guilt. Yeah, but you still did it. You still did it. You still did it. And that's what he's doing to Jesus in the desert for 40 days. Come on, come on, come on. All that sort of thing. We aren't meant to feel guilt. We are children of the light. We are God's children. But shame is something built into us. And it's twofold, all related to our ashes. Number one, we are not God. And number two, there's a beauty that comes with us We are marked by our baptism. We are marked for God, and he is walking with us, and you are loved. But if you don't recognize that you're kind of fallen, and you think that you're God, it's a problem. Look at the ashes. But when you feel that kind of, you know what, I am not God and I need to change, Jesus says, exactly. Now let me love you and walk with you. So as you receive your ashes today, think about that. How am I in need of repentance? What are areas of my life? This is a season of intensification. Oftentimes we think it's just giving up something. This is not a whole season of abstinence from whatever it may be. Alcohol, chocolate, whatever it may be. Those are all wonderful things. But that's not the point. The point is prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And I often tell people it's about pluses and minuses. What do I need to take out of my life? A minus. And what do I need to add to my life? That's what prayer is. What do I need to add to my life? Fasting, what do I need to take away from my life? And that almsgiving, giving to people in that process. So while we have this evening, why don't we think about, you know what, maybe I was just going to give up chocolate or something shallow, but I'd like to challenge you. What do you need to add to your life, and what do you need to subtract from your life that's going to allow you to be the best version of yourself and then enjoy Easter?
Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. Be sure to tune in each week as Father unpacks the scriptures and shares real-life stories that help bring scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.